left in the first overtime tonight, the fifth session. 51-51. Nash Morton with the big breath from the free throw line. He's just a junior. 1-for-3 now, and 2-for-4 as he makes his second one. Nash Morton with 4 points, and it's a 1-point lead for USA. Peyton Smith out there with 4 fouls, hands it off to Stewart. Stewart with 23 points in the night. Down to the low post to Chaffin. Chaffin, he's swallowed up there, high off the glass and no good. Rebound Nash Morton for USA. For three in the corner, Landon Zimmer hits it. USA now out by 4. 55-51, 3.5 left in overtime. Peyton Smith now Drolley around the entire perimeter, down to the right block, goes up strong. This one, no good. Rebounds brought in by Nash Morton. He's everywhere on the court suddenly. Micah Kramer to Landon Zimmer, left wing for three. No. Rebound brought in by Drolley, or excuse me, that's Stewart. Here comes Ithaca, trailing by 4 points, 55-51. 3 minutes remain. Stewart back to Smith. Smith down the left side of the lane to Chaffin for three. Left wing, it's way short. Airballed.
What was that?
That was UPS mail, or USPS mail. That one was 5 minutes late.
I don't think anyone got a finger on it either.
2:45 left in overtime, 55-51. USA trying to get momentum back to their side. Nash Morton has it now. Zimmer for three, top of the key. This one's airballed, out of bounds. It's Gabal. 55-51, 2:34 left in the fourth, in the overtime.
Landon Zimmer says, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Landon Zimmer now. Did Zimmer hit that or Heckroth?
Zimmer.
That's what I thought. He has 24 points. I put it down as Heckroth for whatever reason. Down to the low post, Smith back out to Drolley. Goes inside the lane. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. That'll be the 16th foul against the USA Patriots tonight. This is the second trip to the free throw line for Drolley. He's 0-for-1 on an old-fashioned three-point play earlier. And the foul will go against Tyler Heckroth. That's his first.
Drolley is one of the better free throw shooters. He's at 75% this year.
Drolley taking his time. It's up and it's good. He's now 1-for-2 from the free throw line. He has 11 points.
One possession game.
55-52, 2:21 left in the fourth quarter. Or excuse me, overtime. It feels like the fourth quarter. USA starters out there. Most, Morton, Kramer, Zimmer, and Heckroth. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Kyle Moss for the Patriots. 3-point ball game, 55-52. USA back out on top with 2:14 left in overtime. Micah Kramer against the 4-foul Peyton Smith to Heckroth. Left wing gets a screen from Moss. Dribbles to the top of the key to Nash Morton, right wing. Morton, one dribble. Now he's pivoting. He's in trouble against Chaffin. Down inside to Heckroth, bails him out. Now to the right wing, Micah Kramer. Starts his dribble against Smith. Screen from Morton. Top of the key against Chaffin. 1:50 left, and it's stolen away by Peyton Smith. Loose ball now. Smith against Morton, and he can't get the fall. He misses the layup. The putback from Chaffin is no good, and the putback is no good as well. Rebound pop back to the top of the key. Drolley goes inside, and this one's no good as well. 3 missed layups, and a foul against Ithaca. Unbelievable. Holy cow, Ithaca couldn't buy a shot on that possession.
Oh, my golly. Coach Thompson ought to call a timeout to see if there's a piece of plexiglass.
Unbelievable.
It's on top of that ring.
So we walk the length of the court and put Kyle Moss to the free throw line for 1-1. That's the 19th foul against the Ithaca Yellow Jackets. 1:33 left in overtime. That is 5 fouls for Peyton Smith now, John. That is a critical piece there. So Peyton Smith is out.
He has 30 seconds, and what it's really doing is it's icing the shooter. That you have Kyle Moss that's up on the line right now. If I were him, I'd just step away at this point and reset myself.
What's Moss like from the free throw line, John, in the season? He has not attempted a free throw tonight at all.
I have him, anytime I've saw him, was 62%.
1:33 left in overtime, USA 55, but they're at the free throw line. Kyle Moss shooting 1-1. Ithaca has 52 points. So Peyton Smith sits down finally after their full 1 minute break to replace him as he's disqualified. So Walker checks in. And so rebounding for Ithaca will be Walker, Chaffin, And that would be number 24, Stewart. Also out there would be Drolley and Poff.
USA has three men back, one rebounder.
Kyle Moss shooting 1-1. Nash Morton, the only Patriot at the line as well. And he nails it. Absolutely no arc, but he didn't need any.
No arc and no backspin. It was a side spin, but
it's a four-point lead, 56-52. As Kyle Moss has 7 points and 1-for-1 from the free throw line, 1:33 left in overtime. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Chapman.
That makes it a two-possession game, though.
56-52, 90 seconds left. Stewart for three, left wing. This one is good. Holy cow.
Well, one possession now.
26 points for Stewart. We have a timeout called by... Not sure who called that one.
I would think Ithaca would. Yeah, they're looking.
Yeah, Ithaca timeout. 1:22 left in overtime. It's a full timeout. We'll stick with you. 1:22 left in overtime. John, this is the best atmosphere we've seen in 15 call games this season.
And it just happens to be here in March Madness.
1 point ball game. 1:22 left in overtime. It's a 1 point ball game, 56-55.
Well, they got to be talking about who they're going to be fouling in that timeout as far as the Yellow Jackets are concerned. As far as the USA Patriots are concerned, they're going to have to play a little keep away and look for the open man because there is going to be an open man.
Now, John, both teams get an extra timeout in overtime, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right, they haven't put those on there yet. Both teams in bonus. USA will be in double bonus on the next foul. Ithaca has 9 fouls. USA has 6 fouls. So the Patriots will inbound with a 1 point lead with 82 seconds left in overtime.
Both teams are just saying survive in advance. Survive
that's
in advance.
That's all it takes. And they're more than likely going to have a date with the Flint Beecher Bucks. Inbound to Landon Zimmer. Double teams there. Now into Tyler Heckroth's hands. Back to Nash Morton. To Landon Zimmer. They break the press.
3-on-1.
Zimmer goes up strong. He is fouled. Basket's no good. But Zimmer goes to the free throw line for 2 shots with 1:14 left in overtime. Trying to extend that 1 point lead to possibly 3 points. Landon Zimmer 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. And that was in the fourth quarter. He has 24 points, mostly off threes. That's the second foul against number 14, Sage Walker, team's 10th. Landon Zimmer at the free throw line with 2 shots. First one's up, this one's good.
Oh, nothing but net.
4 points in this overtime now. 25 points, 57-55, USA by 2 points.
He needs this one for the 2 possession.
And he nails it. 2-for-2 on that trip. 26 points tonight, and it's a 3-point lead, 58-55. Still technically a 1-possession ball game with a made 3. 1:05 remaining in overtime. Chaffin gives Stewart a screen over to the left wing to Poff. Poff pump fakes back up to the top to Chaffin. Stewart wide open right wing for 3. This one is good. He's actually just chucking them up and they're falling. 29 points for him. We're tied at 58. Heckroth done to Zimmer, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be USA ball as Ithaca nearly got the steal with 44 seconds left. Timeout called by Mark Gainforth with 44.5 seconds left in overtime. As Gainforth has given the eye to Morton as he couldn't believe he made that errant pass. Luckily, it went out of bounds for the Patriots. 44 seconds left in overtime, and we're still tied up at 58 apiece. John, any thoughts now?
Oh, just enjoy the atmosphere. I mean, if you had time, go ahead and call the timeout. Just say, look around you guys. This is your destiny right now. Just imagine all these people are screaming at you. They want you to go out there and be successful.
You don't
now go out and be successful.
You don't have to imagine it, John. They're all screaming already.
This is just something that is fantastic. It only happens during March Madness.
58-58 in overtime in the regional semifinal. Unreal atmosphere in Bad Axe here.
Well, let's see what Coach Gainforth's best out-of-bounds play is going to be.
USA in that fourth quarter went 1-for-4. That could have been the difference maker.
Okay, guarding the inbound. It could put it right off his back.
Kramer inbounds to Heckroth. Kyle Moss And the basket counts, and the foul, and one.